Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for you guys are awake. I've got to be here. All right, let's enjoy this. Okay. I said it yesterday, but again, just want to say thank you to the Vizio Fiesta Bowl committee organization, the Yellow Jackets. You know, our players, it's interesting, every night I get a chance to see them. They have a hospitality room for the players, and they're getting run back and forth by shuttles and able to do some really great things and have a wonderful experience. And they're always, when I see them at night in the hospitality room, they've enjoyed themselves. They've worked extremely hard throughout the day in practice, preparing for the game. But when that's over, you know, they've had a chance to really do some fantastic things. And you know what? That's something we talk about in our program, you know, that if you work hard, you do the right things, you get rewarded. And this really is a big reward in the way that we've been treated throughout this whole entire process. So I want to say thank you for that. We're excited about the game tomorrow. I thought we had a really great week of practice, just fine-tuning all the details and getting ourselves ready to go for tomorrow afternoon. This is really the main reason, you know, why we're here. We've enjoyed ourselves, but, you know, we came here to play in a game, and we came here to play against a top 10 team, Arizona, and we want to go out there and put our very best performance on the field, on the biggest stage of the year. And, you know, as a coach and a player, you know, this is what you work for. You have an opportunity to play for a championship. You hope that if you play for that championship, you're going to be in a game like this. And, you know, with college football playoffs and how it's changed this year, we feel like, you know, this is a little bit of history that we're a part of because we're able to be in one of these games. And that's exciting for Boise State. And so I know our players, our coaches, you know, everybody right now getting close to being 24 hours away from getting started is extremely excited and looking forward to going out there and doing our very best at 2 o'clock on the 31st. So with that, open up for questions.
Back here.
Jeff Caves, KTIK Radio. You've been a part of these big bowl games in preparation. Do some comparison in what you've learned in preparing for these big games and how maybe this year's team's doing it differently than the last couple.
We're not too far off, you know, what we've done. I will say this. I think that, I think people's perception is you have all these extra practices for all your young guys. And we did do that. We had our own previous bowl game, the Bronco Bowl. You know, we had a little trophy for it and all that. We let our young guys get out there and play. And they went live. And I'll tell you what, we got to see some things from our young guys that was very encouraging at this point in the year leading into spring. And that was exciting. Our players got into it, and it was just a little bit of time for those guys to go out there and cut loose. But really, you know, that was one of the major opportunities for the young guys. We really focused on our team and preparing them for the game. And not really wasted many practices of just young guys and letting our vets just sit around. So I think probably from that standpoint, we haven't really deviated too far. We've probably done more just with our actual vets and getting those guys prepared for the game and making sure that we know when we step out on the football field. And I like the way that we transitioned from before Christmas. You know, we basically prepared ourselves to play a game on Saturday. And it was physical. We got after it. And then we came back here. You know, we really took that same plan, dialed it back a little bit, took the full pads off with the pants. We're still in shells. And really tried to detail up with a little less banging, just so these guys are fresh going into the game.
Jack Clark, Meadow State. Hurst, what's the biggest concern? You know, 25 days since you played a game. What are your biggest concerns when you have a layoff like that?
I think speed. You know, I think week to week when you play, you're kind of used to the speed, you know, what you're going to or who you're going to play against. so just getting out there, getting into a rhythm, you know, and obviously Arizona is a very fast football team. We know that. And so we've done as much as we can to simulate the speed. We practice fast. We try to simulate their tempo as best we can. But really, it's just getting out there and just playing. And I think, you know, the better prepared we are, the faster we can play. And we need to do that. I also think, you know, in games that you have to play, you know, sequence, you know, you worry about special teams a little bit. You're seeing in these bowl games now, where special teams is a factor. You see the turnovers, you see tackling. You know, those three things right there are big. And probably the last one, when you do have this much time off, is your conditioning. You know, the bottom line is we got 3.5 hours to go out there and play. You don't really have a whole lot of time to build into it. You need to be ready. And conditioning is a factor, and then the way they play, you know, that's going to be something this game that we got to be good at.
Next question. In the back here.
Paul Schneider from KBOI in Boise. Harst, you've been an assistant coach getting ready for this game and a head coach getting ready for this game. What's the biggest difference between the two roles?
Good question. More of this from the head coach standpoint. You know, our coaches are coaching. You know, they're spending time on the game plan. They're preparing our guys in practice. They're getting video set up for these guys throughout the week. My job, and that was my job as the offensive coordinator. You know, we need to have our offense go out there and produce. Didn't care anything about the defense. Didn't care about special teams at that time. It was just offense. That's what we need to take care of our business. In this position, obviously, everybody, you know, overseeing that special teams is ready. Both units, offense and defense, are ready. And I think this, too, I'd probably take a different view of just watching our players, you know, and making sure that as you see them, you know, that their mind's right at the time it needs to be right. You know, we step out there on the football field. We're not talking about, you know, what we did last night or what's going to happen that evening. You know, we're concentrated on football. And so my job really has been motivating these guys to stay focused. And that really hasn't been that difficult, to be honest with you. They pop on the tape. They know who they're going against. They know they're very good, and they want to go out there and perform their best. So my job has been easier from that standpoint. But, you know, making sure that we're representing our program the right way is the biggest difference. And, you know, it's fun. And I try to get as much as I can back into, you know, tonight. I really get a chance to dial back in, you know, with our meetings, offense and defense, make sure guys are focused. I know what we're doing, and then get ourselves ready to play tomorrow.
Next question. In the front here.
Will you guys go to the stadium before tomorrow and walk through? And I know that was an issue a little bit early in the season. How important is that, particularly a venue like this, to get them a look at it?
Yeah, we're actually going today. We're going to go today. Not really a walkthrough. There's not going to be anything practice-wise that we're going to do. We're just going to go. And, you know, let those guys, not let that be the first time, you know, they run out of that tunnel or they go to warm up that they've been in that venue. So I think it's important, you know, to go in there and let guys sit down, visualize, start looking at the field, kick it around a little bit, let the quarterbacks find the clocks, and just really start putting it all into perspective, you know, of what we've done this season, where we are right now, because we don't want to run out there tomorrow and everybody looking around. You know, let's look around today. Tomorrow we run out there, hey, we're focused on doing our jobs. Simple as that.
Question here in front.
BJ Rands, Idaho Press Tribune. The offensive line coach had a lot of question marks coming into the season. You know, nobody, three new guys, two guys in different spots. How do you think they kind of answered those questions and step up to the challenge this season?
Well, I will say this. There is no doubt in my mind we got the right guy coaching. You know, when I was the coordinator, Coach Huff was our offensive line coach for a lot of those years. And we had a lot of success. So when he wanted to stay and be the offensive line coach, I knew we were in good hands. Yeah, we got some question marks. And right now I think we're feeling a lot better about where we are now than where we were. And I think we're feeling about where we're going. You know, we don't lose any of those guys. And to me, it's a lot of credit. I mean, all five guys, with Marcus Henry, you know, moving from guard to center and really being the director out there of the O-line, I think that's made a huge difference for us. I really do. And I will say this, along with the O-line, you know, we've utilized our tight ends this year a little bit differently. Those guys have really been involved, you know, in our run game that has complemented our O-line. So I like where we're at. You know, we have a big challenge in this game. I'll know a whole lot more about where we're going, you know, once this game is done, because I know who we're facing, they know who they're facing. But really want to see those guys go out there and just cut it loose. And I think we have some really talented players there. But we're still going to be tested, and But where we are, and I told that group, and I told Coach Huff, I mean, I've been very pleased with the progress they've made, the mentality of that room, and the unity of that group.
Question here in front.
If I'm not mistaken, this is your first bowl game you will have actually coached in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
How strange is this?
Yeah, I always figure that stuff out.
How strange has this been? I mean, you've had success, but you haven't actually coached a bowl game.
No, I haven't been in a bowl game. My wife and I were talking about that. The last bowl game I was in was the Holiday Bowl at Texas when we played Cal. The next year we were at Texas going to play Oregon State, took the Arkansas State job, and then at Arkansas State we played Ball State, I believe, and I was gone for that. So, yeah, been on two teams that have made it, just haven't been a part of it. So excited to, you know, I've been, I got some gifts, some bowl gifts. I haven't gotten those in 2 years, so my family's happy. But it's good to, you know, it's good to be back in a game. And you know what, those 2 years of not being one to be in this one, that's an easy trade-off.
Question here in the back.
Yes, Jason Barkey, Gun 9, the ABC station in Tucson. Do you expect this to feel more like a road game, being that it's only 100 miles away from the Wildcats' home?
I think playing in this game, regardless, it's like a road game. It's loud. You know, I mean, it's going to be loud for both teams. You know, people, you got 70-some thousand there. They're talking. I mean, it's a dome. It's loud. It really doesn't matter. But, yeah, I mean, there's going to be, you know, we have our fans here, you know, and they're strong. And when our fans are rocking, they're loud. I got to believe we have a few other fans here in Arizona from over the years that show up that will want to see the Broncos be successful. And then, obviously, Arizona. You know, we're in their home state. They're a top 10 team. They've had a wonderful season. And, you know, people are going to be excited about, you know, what they did this year and where they're going. They got a young quarterback, you know, fairly young team. Some really good players, so I got to believe there's a lot of excitement about their future and this being a big kickoff to their season next year as well. So we prepared that way. We've been in really loud stadiums this year as well. So, you know, that's just part of it. You know, we're going to have to handle that. But I think both teams will be, you know, using a silent cadence, and, you know, that's what it's going to be.
Question in the back here on the right.
Ed Cole, NBC Sports Radio in Phoenix. Coach, when you see a player like Scooby Wright, and how disruptive he is on defense and what he can do against you, How do you game plan for a guy like that? And what do you see in him?
Yeah, well, first thing is I wish I'd have been there, 3 years ago when he was on Boise State's campus. He's a fantastic player. You know, our team has a tremendous amount of respect for him. He plays extremely hard. He's got a great feel. That's one of the things you can't coach. You know, he's got a feel for the game. He's big, physical, all those things. You can get guys like that, but it's hard to get guys that have a feel the way that he does. You know what, we're going to match up against him. They're going to be our guys on our team that are going to go against him. And, you know, the challenge is, hey, that's one of the very best right there. So when you have your opportunity, all right, let's see where you factor in. And, you know, I think that what he's done this year and the recognition he's gotten, he's earned, he's deserved it. And, you know, he's a guy that's very disruptive. We know where he's at. And the nice thing for him, he's got guys around him that compliment him, and those guys are playing extremely well. I know Scooby's gotten a lot of awards come his way, but there's a lot of dudes around him, too, that are playing at a high level that help him get to those tackles.
Front row here on the left.
Jay Toss, KTVB Boise. Coach Russell, we talked about, you know, your unique story, having been basically Boise-born, Boise-bred. What does it mean to you to lead the Broncos back to this stage? And I know prior to the first game you said that, you know, obviously that was a meaningful game for you. Does this have that same feeling when you step on the field tomorrow?
Yeah, they all have. You know, I mean, ever since, you know, I was a GA, you know, or a player, you know, it all means something. You know, Boise State's special. You know, special to me and our family. But, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I'm proud of our coaching staff and our players that they've bought into a formula that's gotten us to where we are now. And I'm really proud that, you know, I have an opportunity to to be a part of this program, and we've taken this team back into, you know, one of the best bowl games there is. And these guys get a chance to experience this stage, to play against a team like Arizona, and to go out there for 3.5 hours and see what we can do. You know, that's fun. That's the competitor you that wants to have all that happen. You know, and at the beginning of the year, you know, who knew? You know, I had no idea, you know, what type of team we were at that point. As the season went on, you know, you got a better idea, and this is why we're here. But, yeah, I take tremendous pride in that, you know, to be a part of it. I take tremendous pride in our program, being able to be recognized on a stage like this, and to be talked about. And for our players, you know, and our seniors especially, to go out on their last game as a Boise State Bronco in the Fiesta Bowl. And I'll tell you what, I mean, this is this game, and I bet you asked, you know, 95% of our team would say this is the reason why they came to Boise State is because of the Fiesta Bowl and watching our team play in it. So I know what this game can do for us. I know how powerful it is. And, you know, for those guys, those seniors in particular, to have seen that game and want to be a part of it, here we are. You know, I'm very proud of that.
In the back on the left.
Dave Harbison with KBOI Radio in Boise. As you look at tape of Arizona, do you glean more information from looking at their wins and when they're hitting on all cylinders, or from their three losses and maybe able to take something away from what other teams maybe had some success with against?
Both. You know, you look at, you want to go look at the teams that they got after, because you want to make sure you're not one of those teams. Then you look at the games they've lost and why. You know, turnovers, maybe some poor decisions. I mean, all the things that we would see, you know, from our team. You know, when you lose a game, you look at it from a coaching perspective and just say, well, if they'd have done this or done that, it's a different ball game. And then you kind of get a better idea of what their team is. The one thing about Arizona, I believe, these guys, they will not quit. They fight. This team, to me, which that's why I will say this, why our guys have a lot of respect. We feel like we fight throughout the games for four quarters. And when you pop on a tape and you watch the entire game and you see another team do that, you instantly have respect, you know, for what they do. And we believe that. So in all those games and films that we've watched, you know, you learn something different. But the one thing we know about Arizona is they'll fight throughout the entire game. It'll be a four-quarter battle. And, you know, at some point somebody's going to have to win. And that's the challenge for us.
Here in front on the right.
Most of your offense runs through two guys that will be played their last game of their careers. When guys are in that situation, what do you expect in terms of being able to handle the emotion and the moment of that with, you know, trying to go out and execute the things they need to do?
Who would say it one more time, the beginning of it?
You know, Grant and Jay being their last games of their college career, yeah. That's a big chunk of your offense right there. Just kind of, you know, what they have to go through, kind of handle that emotion with execution.
You mean what I have to go through to handle that emotion? It's their last games? Yeah, they're going to go play. You know, I think yesterday's practice, towards the end of it, as it was winding down, I think you could see some guys kind of taking it all in and looking around and, you know, shaking each other's hands, high-five and smiling, you know, knowing, hey, this is, you know, we're done. We're done with practice. And maybe they're just celebrating that. I don't know. They're done with practice. But, you know, that's what today's about, too. Today's about going in there and kind of absorbing, you know, your career as a senior and, you know, looking at it and going, you know what, we've got to where we are now. You know, we're excited, but it's not over. Tomorrow we have 3.5 hours to go do this one more time. And, you know, as a competitor, that's really, you know, where that comes into play. I think you can take the emotion aside. You got to go play. Obviously, when the game's over, that'll be very emotional for everybody. And we hope it's a win and we can celebrate it that way. But I can't say enough about our seniors. You know, they've handled this season extremely well. They've led our team back, you know, into victory after kind of a rocky start. And I know they'll think about that. I'm sure last night when they laid down, they were thinking about it, you know, about this day's coming up. You know, we're going to go play. But at the same time, I think we've addressed that. You know, this bowl games, these aren't the only seniors we've ever had in bowl games. You know, it does come to an end, you know, as a Bronco. And on the football field, so to speak. And, you know, I think these guys will handle it appropriately and they'll go play. And what we want as coaches is we want those guys to have their very best performance out there and to walk off there proud, whatever happens, but to be proud about what they've done, you know, throughout their career.
On the left here.
Coach, you kind of touched on this earlier, but just with all the media and the practices and the hype for the last 3-4 weeks, I mean, at this point, I guess the hay's in the barn, so to speak. I mean, are you just ready to actually get out on the field and get this game going?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, I think, you know, our guys probably would have said, you know, last week, you know, they're ready. You know, we have practiced. We have put in film hours. And, you know, going back to Jeff's question, I think we've done as much as we can without overdoing it, to where everything's getting second guessed and all that. We're going to go out there and do what we do. We're going to go out there and try to operate. But yeah, our guys were ready. You know, I think last night, you know, once we were done, they were hanging out. You know, you can see guys, they went to bed early. You know, they're ready to get up and go. They're excited about the game. And, you know, tonight we put the final touches on, you know, what we need to say. There's really not a whole lot left. But what we need to do, you know, we'll talk about the final keys to the game. And then tomorrow, you know, the nice thing, we play at 2 o'clock. This is not going to be a game where we're sitting around waiting. We get up, we do openers, we have pregame meal, we have clap session, highlight, on the bus, and we are ready to play. And I think our guys, when they looked at that schedule there, that's the most exciting. Like, hey, come game day, we're going.
Here on the right.
Yeah, Coach, the national story today is Jim Harbaugh going to Michigan and the salary that he's commanding. Given your program on the national space, I'm wondering if you have a thought on Harbaugh going from the NFL to college and what it means for coaches.
I have a lot of thoughts on that. you know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's, you know, every program's different, you know, what you're looking for. I don't know. I'm not at Michigan, so it's hard to sit there and make assumptions of what they're looking for. But I'll say this. What I saw from what Harbaugh did at Stanford, you know, he transitioned well into the NFL. But what he did at Stanford with that program, you know, I think that's what they're looking at and hoping for, that he can do at Michigan. And, you know, he's a proven coach. He's done a great job. And, you know, they really want him. I mean, that showed. They really want him to be there. And happened to be a guy that's played there. So, you know, there's that connection as well. But, you know, Chip Kelly was pretty funny. He talked about, you know, the transition. There's no way that they could take his college offense to the NFL. All right, they're doing pretty well. All right, I think they've been successful. And then talking about him coming back to college, his comments were, we can't take our pro offense back to college at this point. So, you know, it's football. It's what you believe in as a coach. What we do in college, what they do in the NFL is comparable. Obviously, the NFL players are a little bit different. You know, those guys are all the best of the best. But you see a lot of coaches, you know, and I think this, Art Briles at Baylor, for example. I mean, he was a high school coach, and look at where he's done at Baylor. You know, there's guys that can coach. Coaches can coach, and whatever level that is. So Harbaugh from NFL to college, if he's the right fit, which really comes down to, you know, they're going to be successful.
Far left here.
It's been a big last few weeks, obviously, for Jay Ajayi. You guys made the decision to have him announce he's going to the NFL before the bowl game. How have you seen him handle that? Was that the right call to allow him, obviously, to speak about that freely? And what does it mean to the program to have an underclassman that's bound for the NFL, you know, playing on national television with the Boise State jersey on?
Yeah, we've had several underclassmen, you know, which is, it's a credit to, one, they're very good players, but they've come to our program and we've helped them develop, you know, to have that opportunity. Jay's no different. I don't know his whole background in recruiting, but, you know, I don't know if there was a lot of guys that were on him at that point. He came in here and obviously proved that he's got the talent to be a successful running back at the college level, and then really exploded and showed that he could do this on the professional level. We believe that. He's handled it well. I mean, the one thing I didn't want Jay to do is to have to sit up here like me sometimes and deflect questions at him. I got a little more practice than he does. And so we want him to be able to openly talk about it. And why wait? Our team knows, you know, we know. And when he came in my office that day, it's like, this is a no-brainer. This is what you need to do. At the same time, now, here's how you're going to handle yourself throughout the bowl time experience. And then go play. You're going to play against a great defense. Go show up. Go play your very best. You know, teams are going to be watching you. There's going to be more eyes on you. Go take care of the football. Run hard. Do the things you've done throughout the year to get you to where you are right now. And I think for him, that's just one less thing he has to worry about. And he can concentrate on enjoying this experience and going out there and playing his very best on game day.
Last question here in the front.
Yes, Roger Galloway, KNTR Radio. Coach, I'm wondering at halftime, let's say you're a little bit behind, a touchdown or two, how do you approach your players in the locker room? How do you talk to them, and what kind of demeanor do you have?
Is it one touchdown or two touchdowns? There's a difference. Yeah, there's a difference there. Well, we hope that doesn't happen. Here's the thing. We go on at halftime. We've been up, you know, by 30. We've been down by 20 throughout this season. It's really the same. It's 0-0 at halftime, you know, and what do we have to do? We sit down, we take our time as coaches, we make adjustments. We go back out there, we present the adjustments to the players, and they need to go out there and execute the adjustments at halftime. I don't think I've had anything, you know, at halftime that's just been so inspirational that's changed the entire game plan of what we prepared for going into the game. Down or up, you know, our mindset is 0-0. We come out at halftime. We need to go play, but we need to play better than we did in the first half, regardless of whether we're winning or we're losing. And that served us well. We played San Diego State. We were down by 20-something, came back and won it. You know, we were playing BYU, and we're up by, you know, 30, had a great first half, and we come out and still we played better in the second half. And that's what we expect to do. And that's already pre-planned, predetermined. That way, so no one at halftime, whether we're up or down, panics. This is just what we do. We try to keep our poise as best we can.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you guys very much. Go Broncos.
We will now have a few minutes for a photo opportunity with